Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell welcoming you to this Venus meditation for surrendering and releasing any stuck or distorted energy in connection to your crown chakra as Venus passes through the first gate on her way to the underworld. Choosing to descend into a powerful shamanic initiation of death and rebirth, we are joining her in dying to who we believe ourselves to be and being reborn to who we truly are. This meditation is inspired by an ancient ceremonial practice, remembering and reimagining the descent journey so that it serves us now, both personally and collectively. For women, this journey initiates you more deeply into your emerging feminine identity. And for men, this deepens your connection to the inner beloved or inner sacred feminine. As we begin, what you are hearing in the background are ocean waves, encoded with brain wave entrainment frequencies, designed to facilitate deep relaxation and an overall sense of well-being, while also supporting the release of old energy patterns that no longer serve you. You are also hearing Tibetan bells, adding to the centering, synchronizing, harmonizing, and balancing effect for both your left and right brain, as well as your entire physical being. So now it is time to find a comfortable place to be, connect with your breath, and allow these sounds to take you into a deeply relaxed and meditative state. As you breathe in, imagine your breath is expanding and filling your entire being. Breathing out, release and let go of any resistance or tension you may be feeling, dropping further into an even deeper, relaxed place. Continuing to breathe deeply, take a moment to choose surrender, to allow for the transformation needed now to take place within you. Know you are choosing to let go of any lower vibrational energies that limit your experience of your true divine nature and your ability to fully and genuinely love who you are. As you breathe in, imagine a beautiful luminescent violet light filling your crown chakra. See, sense, and feel how this radiant violet light is filling every cell of your being until you yourself are filled and overflowing. Feel how this light is spreading out from you, filling the space around you, growing bigger and bigger until it is filling the room you are in, growing and expanding to surround the entire earth, reaching beyond the earth to fill the cosmos, and expanding to fill the entire creation. Within this field of expanded violet luminescent light, imagine this high vibration light energy is blessing your life and all life everywhere. Breathing it easily into your whole body, notice how your breath is taking you deeper and deeper into yourself, and how it is preparing you for a more profound level of surrender, relaxing more deeply with each breath. Notice any tightness or resistance in any part of your physical body. Breathe into it and ask your body to let it go. As you release tension and relax even more deeply, notice any resistance you may feel in your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. and let it go. Notice any remaining tension in your physical body, and through the power of your intention and your breath, continue to release and let go of any tension in any part of you as you easily move into deeper and deeper relaxation. Within the embrace of this radiant, luminescent violet light, open to release and let go of everything connected to you that is not vibrating with pure love. Now imagine you are traveling along a path that is approaching what looks like a deep, dark abyss. You have reached the entrance into the realm of the Dark Goddess, she who is a part of you, representing all the parts you may have forgotten or denied, even if you have forgotten them for perfectly valid reasons, including pain, trauma, fear, uncertainty, and self-doubt. The Dark Goddess residing within knows all your fears, conscious or unconscious. She knows your forgotten power and wisdom, and she knows that it is necessary to integrate all these parts of yourself in order to be fully empowered and whole. This journey, this descent, is your opportunity to reconnect and alchemically transform these parts of yourself that are necessary for complete empowerment of your life purpose and your ability to fully live and express what is yours to creatively express in ways that are magical, fulfilling, and fun. As you pass through the shadowy entrance into this underworld domain, you notice in the distance a shimmering violet luminescent light illuminating the first gate that you must pass through on your journey to the underworld. As you reach this gate, a gatekeeper steps out to greet you and informs you that you must relinquish the crown you are wearing before you can proceed any further. You ask the gatekeeper why this is so, and you are told, "Surrender is required to enter the underworld and to trust the process." As you hand over your crown to the gatekeeper, you are being reminded this is a way of releasing any and all distortions connected to your crown chakra. It is a symbolic purging, a cleansing, a clearing that must occur before empowerment is possible. The gatekeeper reminds you this chakra energy is your personal conduit, connecting you to spirit and higher dimensional realms. It is also the conduit that brings this energy into your physical body. When healthy and clear, the crown chakra downloads super high frequency energy into your physical being. However, for this to occur, you must be grounded and centered so you can run this energy through your body without overloading or short-circuiting your physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual systems. Now you understand why this stage of the journey is so necessary and why it is essential to release and clear any lingering lower vibrational energies and blocks you may have picked up recently or over time. These dense, heavy lower vibrational energies may include fear, doubt, suspicion, mistrust, betrayal, or uncertainty, and they may or may not be yours personally. This may just be part of the collective energy we all encounter that we can now offer to the alchemical cauldron for transformation. As the gatekeeper receives your crown, it is placed on a nearby altar in a field of radiant, luminescent violet light. And you see your beautiful crown is already being restored to its pristine beauty. Now the gatekeeper turns to you with a smile and invites you to envision this violet fire entering the top of your head, descending into your heart and flowing into and throughout your whole body. The gatekeeper is letting you know that the violet light is helping you to purify any grievances you may have. Any grievances that are known or unknown to you, because grievances cause us to forget who we are, limiting our experience and our ability to have a clear connection with Divine Source. The gatekeeper speaks these words to you. Beloved one, grievances cause suffering. Forgiving grievances, the ones towards yourself or towards others, brings peace and connects you with who you truly are. Everywhere you have a grievance, whether you know it or not, you have been given a gift that is reflecting to you something that was unconscious within you. Beloved one, as you notice and let go of these grievances, offer gratitude for the gift you are being given. This letting go process may take some time to complete, and there may be times where it feels you are being challenged to your core. If possible, when that happens, remember you are loved and supported, and you are always safely held within the embrace of the Divine. Remember to call upon the violet fire to help you transmute all your grievances so that you are fully empowered with greater insight and understanding of yourself and of those around you. Imagine the violet fire blazing within you, transforming any lower vibrational energy as you further surrender into this process of letting go. Beloved one, as these lower vibrational energies are continuing to be burned away by the violet fire, here are some releasing statements that will further support this process. I now completely release and let go into the violet fire all the ways I do not 100% trust myself and my connection to Spirit. I now completely release and let go into the violet fire all the ways I keep myself from experiencing divine revelation and divine knowing as it relates to my life. I now completely release and let go into the violet fire all the ways I do not fully allow myself to feel completely supported and guided by Spirit. I now completely release and let go into the violet fire all the ways I do not fully allow myself to experience pure divine bliss. I now completely release and let go into the violet fire any remaining stuck or distorted energies connected to my crown chakra throughout all the realms of creation and across all the dimensions of time, clearing even beyond these realms and dimensions all the way back to pure source energy. I now completely release and let go into the violet fire any remaining stuck or distorted energies connected to my crown chakra throughout all the realms of creation and across all the dimensions of time, clearing even beyond these realms and dimensions all the way back to pure source energy. I now completely release and let go into the violet fire any remaining stuck or distorted energies connected to my crown chakra throughout all the realms of creation and across all the dimensions of time, clearing even beyond these realms and dimensions all the way back to pure source energy. The gatekeeper invites you to rest a moment in this releasing process, asking you to imagine any lower vibrational energies that have been a part of you to continue to be alchemically transformed by the violet flame in ways that increase your own vibrational energy. Feel how you are growing lighter as these dense energies are leaving you, opening the space for you to connect more fully with pure source energy. This pure love and light is always there for you, even when you have forgotten. The gatekeeper reminds you that you can call upon the violet fire anytime you feel a need to cleanse and clear dense energy. It may help you to use a violet fire decree designed to support you in transforming your energy at any time during your journey. You may want to create one for yourself, or you might choose to use this one from Saint Germain and Lady Portia. The I in this decree is the divine I am. The decree, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity I desire, is useful to chant quickly, like this. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity I desire, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity I desire, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity I desire. You can also alter the decree in a way that works for you. Keeping it short will help you to remember it as this in this example. I am a being of violet fire. I am the love the light inspires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the love the light inspires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the love the light inspires. With this, the gatekeeper is now inviting you to continue your journey to the next gate. Feeling grateful for the wisdom and support of the gatekeeper, you express your gratitude and begin your journey down the path toward the next gate, knowing it will be about a month before you reach it. Knowing your journey is underway, it is now time to return to this reality. So take a deep breath and bring your awareness back to the room or place you are in. Know that as you are returning, with the support of the violet fire, you will continue to release and transform any lower vibrational energies that have caused any distortions in your crown chakra. Feel the growing space within you. Welcome and embrace this space filled with violet light. Know that your descent has just begun and there will be plenty of time to energize this space with new, vital, vibrant, and alive life force energy later in your journey. For now, know and trust this space is filled with the transforming power of this violet light. If you feel you have any more releasing to do, you can return to this meditation. You can also use a violet flame decree that was given to you by the gatekeeper, or you can create your own. You can also chant crown chakra mantras similar to the one that is completing this meditation. Thank you.
Amen.